Thank the Lord that once again we can gather together before Him. Let's first read a passage in the Bible. Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 13.
创世纪13章,
we'll read from verse 1 through verse 18.
亚伯兰带着他的妻子以罗德并一切所有的都从埃及上南地去。
So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him.
亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多, 他从南地渐渐往伯特利去,到了伯特利和埃的中间,就是从前支搭帐篷的地方。
Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. He went on his journeys from the Negev, as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai.
也是他起先筑坛的地方,他又在那里求告耶和华的名。
To the place of the altar which he had made there formerly, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord.
与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。 那地容不下他们,因为他们的财物甚多,使他们不能同居。
Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, and the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together.
当时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住,亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。
And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land.
亚伯兰就对罗德说,你我不可相争,你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争,因为我们是骨肉。So
Abram said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me, or between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers.
遍地不都在你眼前吗?请你离开我,你向左,我就向右,你向右,我就向左。
Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. If to the right, then I will go to the left.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到所尔，都是滋润的。那地在耶和华，毁灭所多玛、俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的言旨，也像埃及地。Lot
lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zoar.
于是罗德选择耶旦河全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。So
Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other.
亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到所多玛。
Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley, and moved his tents as far as Sodom.
所多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
Now the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly, and sinners against the Lord.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”
The Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, Now lift up your eyes, and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward.
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever.
我要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。
I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered.
你起来纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you.
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷来到希伯伦曼尼的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。Then
Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in the Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
好，请我们低头有人祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，我们呢带着一个简单的心，带着个感谢心来到你施恩座前。Lord,
on this day of your resurrection, we thank you that we can bring a simple and thankful heart before you.
没错，我们在你面前，我们实在是有一颗心愿意来寻求你，借着读你的话来明白你的心意。
that we have this heart that is seeking to understand your will and your purpose.
也借着你的话, 我们知道如何生活在面前,在地上过,
and that we would know how to live our lives before you, to spend our days here on earth.
我们感谢你是说话神, 你从亘古到如今, 一直在圣灵里面向我们说话, 在耶稣基督里面向我们说话。
We thank you that you are a Lord who speaks from the ancient times to now. You are speaking to us, and through the Lord Jesus, you are speaking to us.
因此早晨我们愿意求你实在施恩向我们说话。
We ask that this day you will continue to be gracious to us and speak to us.
你的话一发出亮光, 我们这些愚昧人就得以通达, 我们就知道如何, 生活行事在你面前。
Your words are a light to our path, that you would lead us how we ought to live before you.
我们感谢你, 借着你的话, 把天上, 雨水, 降临在我们这些土, 新土, 新的土地上。
And your word is like rain falling upon us, the soil. That we would bear fruit for you. That your heart would be satisfied. We ask that you would watch over this following time, and we pray in the Lord's precious name.
Amen. 早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹再来一起看亚伯兰信心的生活。
We'd like to continue sharing about Abraham's life of faith.
我说到他信心的生活需要经过一些试验。And
we said that this life of faith had to go through some testing.
我们知道把亚伯兰从神一呼召他开始，他就在那里过信心的生活。We
know that Abraham's life of faith began when he received the calling from the Lord.
所以希伯来书十一章告诉我们说，因着信，他蒙召的时候就变遵命出去，往将来所要得的伟业之地去。
And so in Hebrews 11, it tells us that by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive it for an inheritance. And it follows and says, and he left not knowing where he was going.
一方面,当神呼召亚伯兰往神所应许的那一块地去的时候呢,他是凭着信心出去。
And so when Abraham left, he journeyed by faith.
但一方面又告诉我们说,他出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
And it tells us that he didn't know where he was going when he first set out.
因为他知道神呼召他要往哪里去，那目的地在哪里。
And on one hand, he knew that the Lord wanted him to go out and knew where this promised land was.
但是他出去的时候，实在不知道那一条路是怎么走才能达到那一块地。
But he did not know the path that he would take to travel to that promised land.
所以我想，这就是一个信心生活的一个道路。
And so this is the path of the life of faith.
因为他因着信，他看见他有个目标，有个目的地，是神要他去承受的那块应许地。
And so there was a destination, a journey, a goal, that promised land where the Lord wanted him to go to.
但是一方面他实在不知道那一条道路到底怎么走才能够达到那个目标。
But he didn't know the path he would take to go to that promised land, to that goal.
因为这一条路他是未走过一条道路。
And this is a path that he had not taken before.
怎样走才能走到那一块地，那一块地方呢？
How should he walk to be able to go to that land?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩的儿女也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, all of us children saved by grace are likewise the same
today. 当我们神拯救我们，呼召我们的时候，我们知道神为什么拯救我们。
When the Lord called us and saved us, we know why he saved us.
神的旨意是什么？我们所要达到一个神所要给我们那个光景、那个目标、那个境界是怎样？
And we know the condition which he wants us to be like, that goal.
但是我们实在不知道今天我们地上的生活，我们遇见什么，我们不知道。
But what we will experience in life today, we don't know.
我们也不知道明天要遭遇到什么事情。
And we don't know what tomorrow may hold.
我们只有在信心里面学习来跟从他，来顺从他。
And by faith, we learn only to follow after him and be faithful to him. And he will lead us to walk our path every day. And likewise, when the Lord led Israel out of Egypt, he promised to lead them to the land of Canaan. But they didn't know how they would get to Canaan. Because this is a path that they had never journeyed on before. So the Lord led them by the cloud and by the pillar of fire.
只要他们跟着营柱火柱走，自然而然神就把他们带到那一块迦南地。
And if they just followed the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, they would be led into the promised land.
所以以色列百姓他们的确知道，他们神之所以拯救他们离开埃及。
So the Lord led them out of the land of Egypt.
神不要他们一直在埃及那里为法老效力，在那里为他筑那个饥祸城。
He did not want them to remain in Egypt to be slaves to Pharaoh there.
他们知道神要把他们带到迦南美地去。
And they knew that the Lord wanted to lead them to the land of Canaan.
在那里侍奉神，在那里来过一个神所喜悦的生活。
To serve the Lord there and to live a life pleasing to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这些旧约以色列历史不过是个象征，不过是个预表就是了。
And so, brothers and sisters, the Old Testament story of Israel is a sign that points to our experience today.
感谢神，神把我们从世界为奴之家，从法老权势、世界的王底下拯救出来。
Thank the Lord that He saved us out of the bondage of sin, out of slavery to the Pharaoh of this world.
所以我们实在需要神为什么拯救我们的目的，神那个旨意是什么？
So we have to understand the reason for His saving to us, what His purpose is.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们不知道神拯救的目的是什么，我们就不知道如何在地上过生活。
If we don't know our purpose, then we don't know how we ought to live our lives here on earth.
当我们知道神拯救我们目的的时候，我们就学习来信心来跟从他。
And if we know our purpose, then we will learn how to study and follow after him.
因为实在说了，我们真是不知道如何来走这一条道，不知道如何来过今天地上的生活。
Otherwise, we don't know how to live our lives here.
因为我们实在不知道今天我们会遭遇什么事情，我们也不知道明天会面临到什么事情。
Because we don't know what we may meet today or tomorrow.
正如我们一首诗歌，他说：“我知道主掌握明天。”
As one of our hymns says, "I know the Lord holds tomorrow."
或是今天都是，或是遭遇贫穷，或是遭遇饥荒。
Tomorrow may bring me poverty, or I may meet trials or difficulties.
或是有快乐，或是有灾祸。
I may experience joy and prosperity.
这些我们都不知道。
But I don't know.
但是我们却知道主他引导我们这一条路途。
But I know that the Lord is leading me on this path.
我们知道，主要带领我们。
I know that the Lord is leading us.
我们知道主掌握明天。
And I know He holds tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，这就是信心的道路。
So brothers and sisters, this is the path of the life of faith.
所以在地上生活就是个信心的道路。我们学习信心，相信他，依靠他，他必引导我们。
And so if we learn to have faith in him, he will lead us on this path of faith.
但是我们知道这个信心是要经过试验的。
But we know this faith will undergo testing.
所以雅各书第一章那也告诉我们说，这个信心要经过试验。
So James chapter 1 tells us, knowing that the testing of your faith.
信心经过试验以后就生出忍耐，但是这个忍耐也必要，也要当成功，使你们能够成全，毫无缺欠。
And the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result,
so
it may be perfect and complete.
所以为什么信心需要经过试验呢？
So why does our faith need to be tested?
就是经过许多环境试验的时候，叫我们这个属灵生命，这个属灵的品格能够完全。
So that our spiritual life would be made perfect.
叫我们信心更纯洁，更纯净，单单的相信，依靠神自己。
That our faith would endure and solely rely upon our Lord.
所以亚伯兰虽然被称为一个信心之父。
And so Abraham may be called a father of faith.
虽然他起头的时候好像是有信心离开加勒底的乌尔王神所应许之地而去。
And he may show his faith by leaving Ur of the Chaldeans and heading towards the land of Canaan.
但是这个信心是需要经过试验的。
But his faith needed to be tested.
所以上次我们交通到他在迦南地的时候，他就头一次遇到试验。
And so we said in the land of Canaan, he met his first temptation.
那地有了饥荒。
And that there was a famine in the land.
饥荒就讲到一个生活的问题。
And this famine speaks of a problem with his life.
似乎他在那里生活面临到一些问题，一些难处。
And so he was faced some difficulty in his life.
但是很可惜, 他没有忍耐, 在那等候,
but unfortunately, he was not patient to await the grace of the Lord.
他没有在那信靠神, 相信神必负他一切责任。
And he did not trust that the Lord would be responsible for him.
既然神把他引领到这个迦南地,
certainly the Lord led him to this land of Canaan. And even though there was a famine and he faced difficulty there, but we see that Abraham was weak and he failed.
他就下埃及去得要求,
so he went to Egypt and sought help there.
我们说到圣经,
and we know that Egypt in the Bible represents the fullness of the world. And Egypt also speaks of man's wisdom and ability.
这些都是神所依靠, 所相信的。
And these are things that people rely on and believe in.
今天, 许多考古学家发现古埃及的文化是非常文明的。
And many archaeologists today found that the culture in Egypt was very advanced.
他们也有很大智慧的能力。
They were full of wisdom and ability.
现代人也惊讶说为什么那个埃及的金字塔怎么造起来的。
And people today still ask the question, how were the pyramids in Egypt built?
几千年前的人就能够造出这样一个建筑物出来。
That those who lived thousands of years ago were able to build such a structure.
现代人都还在推测到底他们是怎样智慧、什么样的能力把这样金字塔把它盖起来的呢?
And so they ask today, what wisdom did they have that they were able to build the
pyramids? 所以我们看见古埃及的确是一个非常有丰富、有能力的一个智慧的一个地方。
So we see that Egypt is very prosperous and land that is filled with wisdom. So on one hand, you could say that Egypt wanted to be independent of the Lord.
他们不需要神, 他们不需要相信神, 依靠神。
They did not want to believe in the Lord and rely upon him.
他们只要靠他自己的能力, 智慧就可以解决他们人生所有问题。
By their own strength and ability, they could solve the problems of their own lives.
所以我们看见当神差遣摩西要到法老那面前说要把以色列百姓从埃及带出来的时候,
so when we see the Lord sent Moses to Pharaoh to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt,
法老在那对摩西说, 耶和华是谁?
So Pharaoh said to Moses, who is the Lord?
使我听他的话, 我不认识耶和华,
that I should obey his voice, I don't know the Lord. I will not let Israel go.
你看, 法老的口气态度,
we see the attitude in Pharaoh's voice here.
摩西对他说, 耶和华要把他的百姓从埃及带领出去。他说, 耶和华是谁?
When Moses told Pharaoh that the Lord wanted to take his people out of Egypt,
我不认识他。
Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? I don't know him.
So, 我们看见这就是世界上的人或者世界对神的态度。
So this is the attitude of the world towards the Lord.
我们不需要神。
We don't need the Lord.
我们更不需要去相信他。
And we don't need to believe in him.
我们只相信自己, 我们可以靠我们自己的能力来解决我们人生各样的难处,各样问题。
We only need our own selves and our own strength to solve the problems of humanity today.
所以我们看见从小我们所受的教育就是这样, 我们有一句话说, 人定胜天。
So this is how we are taught today.
只要人意志强, 能力大, 人可以靠自己的智慧解决人的所有问题。
If people have the will and the ability, then they can solve their own problems.
所以亚伯万他下到埃及, 就是在那要投靠埃及, 求埃及的帮助, 因为那里非常丰富。
And so when Abraham went to Egypt, he went there to seek their help because Egypt was very prosperous.
他去投靠埃及, 投靠世界。
And he went to rely on Egypt, to rely on the world,
要解决他生活的问题。
To solve the problems he had in his life.
结果在那里, 为了要保存自己的生命, 在那里说了一个谎, 说他妻子莎来, 是他妹子。
And so, in order to preserve his life there, he told a lie. It said his wife, Sarah, was his sister.
他里面没有信心,
he did not have faith in himself, and he was fearful.
因为他没有该站在该站的地位上, 住在迦南地。
because he did not stand in the place where he ought to be to remain in Canaan.
他下埃及去, 他走在一个错误的道路上。
He went down to Egypt and he was walking on the wrong path.
虽然他来到埃及的确物质生活的问题暂时得到解决的。
And although his problems in life were temporarily solved,
法老也给他许多财物,
and Pharaoh gave him many gifts and things.
但是在埃及, 那里我们没有看见他在那里为神, 也为耶和华筑祭坛。
But we see that in Egypt, he did not build an altar to the Lord.
表明他下埃及以后, 他与神的关系又疏远了。
Which tells us that his relationship with the Lord was broken when he was in Egypt.
因着与神的关系疏远了, 自然而然他在那里, 因着里面惧怕, 他就说了谎, 就失败, 就跌倒了。
So because his relationship with the Lord was weak in Egypt, he told a lie and his spiritual life was stumbling.
就法老就要把他妻子带去作为妻，把他撒来带去作为自己的妻子。
And so Pharaoh wanted to take Sarah to be his own wife.
后来法老知道了，在那责备亚伯兰。
And when Pharaoh learned the truth, he reprimanded Abraham.
然后就把他驱逐赶出去。
And so he chased them out.
我们看见亚伯兰在那受了羞辱。
And so we see Abraham there was ashamed.
神在那给他管教。
And the Lord was disciplining him.
因此他在软弱失败，结果圣经告诉我们说，神就降大灾给法老跟他全家。
And so we see here that even though he was disciplining Abraham, the Lord sent a curse upon Pharaoh and his whole house.
神起初呼召他说，在应许他说，地上万族都要因你得福。
The Lord had said to Abraham that all the nations of the world would be blessed through you.
现在法老还没有因着亚伯兰得福，就因着亚伯兰的失败得到灾祸。
And yet we see Pharaoh, instead of receiving a blessing through Abraham, but because of Abraham's failure, had received a great plague.
所以这个就是我们可以看见，当亚伯兰信心经过这样试验的时候，他没有在那边紧紧依靠相信神。
So we see Abraham's faith when tested, he did not hold fast to the Lord.
所带出来一个结果,
we see the result of it.
感谢神，神借这样环境，这样管教，把亚伯兰重新带回到那条正路上。
We thank the Lord that through his discipline, he brought Abraham back.
所以他从埃及又上了南地，然后就往那个伯特利而去。
So we see Abraham left from Egypt, passed through the Negev, and went back to Bethel.
然后他来到伯特利的时候，圣经告诉我们说，就是他起先筑坛的地方，他在那求告耶和华的名。
And we see here it is described as where his tent had been at the beginning.
因着这样管教，他走回头路的时候，他又回到神面前来，重新和神恢复一个正常的关系。
And so we see through the Lord's discipline, he returned back to the place where he began and returned to the beginning of his relationship with the Lord.
然后底下就 记载亚伯兰面临了第二次的试验。
And so we see now the second temptation that testing that he faced.
就是他和他的侄儿罗德之间的关系。
Which was his relationship with his nephew Lot.
而这个试验呢，仍然是面临到一个物质生活的问题。
And this testing is regarded to
物质生活。
Your normal life, material life.
同样，跟头一次的试验一样，都是为了生活的问题在那受试验、受考验。
And it's similar to the first testing, which was an issue with his material life.
因为他们两个人呢，牛群、羊群都非常多，财物也非常多。
Because these two men, they both had lots of flocks and herds and had many possessions.
所以那个地方就不容许他们两人住同住在那里。
And the land could not sustain the two of them living together.
我们知道牛群、羊群多，需要有一个非常广大的一个草皮，可以让这些牛羊长得好，那自然而然就生出更多牛羊来。
And so if you have lots of herds and flocks, you need a great field to to feed them and that they can continue to produce more herds and flocks.
那财务多也是一样, 财务多都是一个好的环境, 有个地方, 宽广, 也能够储存他的财务, 自然而然那些财务就不会受亏损受损害。
And if you have a lot of material possessions, you need a lot of space to keep them. Otherwise, you know, they might become damaged.
所以若是有个好的地方, 环境都非常好, 他财务就会越来越更多,更丰富起来, 生活就更好, 更有依靠。
And if he had a lot of space, then he could continue to accumulate possessions and his life would continue to be better and better.
自然而然他就更, 对生活更有把握, 更稳定。
And then he would feel more secure in his life.
他就不会为生活这么忧虑。
And he would not worry about his life.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是一个很实际,很现实的问题。
And so this is a very real and practical problem.
所以我们看见我们生活问题的确对我们来说是很现实的,很实在的。
And so we see that this is a real problem that we may all face.
所以因着他们两个牛羊多,财务多的话,结果他们两个人的牧人就这么相争。
And so we see these two men, their herds and their flocks, as they grew and grew, then their herdsmen started to fight.
我想这个相争用比较直接的话就关系到这个物质生活到底怎么样能够叫我能够得到一个好的一个生活环境生活的情形。
So the fighting among the herdsmen, I think, represents how we may consider how we think of our lives today, how we can continue
so
living a good life.
在那熬验试验我们的信心。
And so the Lord's testing, it may not always be a difficult trial that may cause us to struggle.
当然有时候也会遇到这样的情形，对我们信心也是一个很大的试验。
But this sort of trial also is a great test of our faith.
但是今天神给我们这些做神儿女的，基本上试验都是在我们平常生活里面所遭遇的事情。
And so the tests that the Lord gives to us today are things that we meet in our everyday lives.
很平常的事情。
Very normal day-to-day things.
但是这个平常事情就关系到我们这物质生活、钱财，我们的态度是怎么样。
What is our attitude toward our material life, our possessions.
对那些对遇到一些事情，对我们是不是有利？有利益？对遇到一些事情，对我们是不是有利益？有些benefit好处。
Do these things have some benefit to us?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们常常面临到这个一个试验。
And this is a trial that we may all face.
遇到这样试验的时候，到底我们态度是怎么样？我们是在那边相信、依靠神自己，还是凭着我们自己在那面对这些试验？
When we are faced with such a test, do we rely upon the Lord or do we rely on ourselves?
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕第二次面临到这个信心试验的时候，仍然是一个物质生活的问题。
So the second test that Abraham faced was a test of his material life.
但是我们感谢神，亚伯拉罕从第一次试验失败里面，他学到了功课了。But
we see that through his first test, he learned a lesson.
他不再凭眼见，不再看环境如何。He
did not look at the situation with his own eyes.
他也不是在用自己的方法要解决他生活问题。He
did not use his own methods to solve his life's problems.
所以他就对罗德说：“你我之间不可相争。”
So he said to Lot, there should be no fighting between you and I.
你的牧人跟我牧人也不可相争,
nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen.
我们是骨肉,我们是弟兄,
for we are brethren of the same flesh.
所以我们看见亚伯兰在这里是用我们新约的话，就是他有个肢体的感觉，他有生命的感觉。
So in the New Testament terms, he has this feeling of family and of unity.
罗德是他的侄儿, 算是他的晚辈。
Lot is his nephew.
但是他在这里说我们都是弟兄, 我们都是骨肉。
Someone who is technically below him, but he calls him his brother, and they are of one flesh.
我们不可相争。
And that they should not fight.
我们知道一个人活在肉体, 属肉体的人都是喜欢相争的。
We know that people who are of the flesh love to fight.
所以亚伯拉罕他是活在生命的感觉里面, 说对罗德说我们不需要相争。
So in a Abraham was here living in a spiritual life, and he said to Lot, we should not fight.
一个活在肉体里面的他就是要争，他就要争。
Someone who is dwelling in the flesh, they just want to struggle and fight.
所以要保罗写信给更多教会说，保罗说你们是属肉体的。
So when Paul was writing to the Corinthians, he said, "You are of the flesh."
你们中间彼此有相争。
He says you have you are struggling and fighting. You have lawsuits among yourselves.
相争什么都是为自己的利益在那边争取。
Is that you are fighting for your own benefit?
保罗说：“为什么你不愿不情愿受欺压呢？”
Why won't you accept a defeat? Why would you not accept?
你为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Why not rather be defrauded?
所以我们看见一个人不欺压人算是很不错。
We see that someone who does not want to suffer a wrong is.Not bad.
一个人可能不会去欺压别人
，and they may not try to wrong someone else.
但是若他受人欺压的时候，我想他里面已经愤愤不平的。
But if they feel that they're wrong, then we know that they would feel uncomfortable or upset within themselves.
一个人可能不会去占别人便宜
，and you may not defraud someone else.
但一个人若是在那里吃了亏，别人占了便宜的话，他里面就不平。
But if they are defrauded and they have suffered a loss, they will not feel at rest in what
they have. 所以这是个属肉体的一个光景，一个表现。更多教会就是这样情形。
So this is the situation of someone who's living in the flesh. This was the situation of the Corinthian church.
所以亚伯恩在那里面对这个相争问题，他说：“我们保罗这个更多教会，当他们面临这个相争问题的时候，他说你们。”为什么不情愿受欺压？为什么不情愿吃亏呢
？And so, when Paul put this out to the Corinthians, he said to them, "Why not suffer the wrong? Why not rather be defrauded?"
So, 我们看见亚伯兰在这里一个非常美好的一个表现。
So we see here Abraham had this great expression.
他不仅没有跟罗德彼此在那相争，他对罗德说：“天地都在你眼前。”
So Abraham here said to Lot, "Let us not fight." He said, "The land here is before you."
你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。
He says, "If you go to the left, then I will go to the right. If you go to the right, then I will go to the left."
天地都摆在眼前，你要挑，你要选，随你。
He says, "I place the whole land before you. You can pick wherever you want.
你都可以拿去。
You can take whatever you want."
你向左，我就向右。
If you go to the left, I'll go to the right.
你向右，我就向左。
If you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
亚伯兰他是个长辈。
Abraham was the elder.
并且那块地是神应许给亚伯兰的。
And that land was promised by the Lord to Abraham.
罗德一点份都没有。
And Lot technically didn't have any portion with them.
现在罗德好像在那里变成就是喧宾夺主。
Lot was is like a lateron parasite. Lot seems here to have been given the priority.
要不然，若是照着他神给他的，他应该可以据理以争。
Abraham was given this land by the Lord. He should have been able to pick first.
这是神应许给我的。
This is the land that was promised to me.
现在。既然你要跟我争
，and now you want to fight with me over it？
但是亚伯兰没有这样做。
But Abraham was not like this.
亚伯兰若是去争的话，这是理所当然的，也是对的，合理的。
And if he wanted to fight for it, it was within his right.
但是他却对罗德说：“遍地都在你面前。”
But he said to Lot, "The whole land is before you.
你要选，你要挑，随你。
You can choose for yourself whatever you want."
挑完以后，剩下就给我就是了。
Whatever you pick, I'll take whatever's left.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当亚伯兰对罗德这样说的时候
，When Abraham said this to Lot,
我们看罗德后面的表现。
We see what happened to Lot afterward.
当罗德选择以后，神又怎么对亚伯兰说呢
？And we see.After Lot chose what the Lord said to Abraham,
神在那里叫他观看。
The Lord said to Abraham, "Lift up your eyes."
所以从这两个人情形当中，我们可以看见。
So from the relationship between these two men,
一个有信心, 依靠神, 相信神的人,
we see one who had faith in the Lord and believed in him.
不需要凭自己来, 保守神所, 好像神要允许跟他的东西,
one who didn't need to rely on himself to preserve the promise of the Lord.
亚伯恩这一次他就没有凭他自己在那里要争取什么。
And so Abraham here didn't have to fight for anything.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在地上常常面临到这样的一个处境。
So brothers and sisters, we may face such a situation in our lives today.
我们看见今天地上人就是要争，要争。
We see the people in this world today just want to fight and fight.
不仅该得，他要去争。
Not just the things that they deserve that they're
fighting for. 甚至有时候不该得，他也在想尽办法去争。
But even the things that they don't deserve, they try to fight for.
但是从亚伯兰身上我们可以看见，即使神应许给我们的，也不需要靠我们自己的方法智慧去保护他，去保守他。
So from Abraham's life, we see that even the things the Lord promised to us, we don't need to fight for ourselves for it.
都是神不允许给我们的，我们去争也争不到，也得不到。
Even if the Lord promised it to us, if we wanted to fight for it on our own strength, we would not be able to obtain it.
若是神要给你的工作，给你的职位，神自然而然他会负责任。
If the Lord wanted to give you this job or this place, then you won't need to struggle for it. He will take responsibility.
若是神要给你的话，若是时候未到，你去争也是得不到。
And if the Lord wanted to give it to you and you tried to fight for it, you would not be able to attain it on your own.
因为什么？这是一个信心的一个试验，信心的考验，但是。 凭自己要去争去躲，还是相信神负我们一切责任？
Brothers and sisters, this is the trial, the test of our faith.
若是神真是要给你的，别人也拿不走。
Would you fight for this, or would you rely on the Lord? If the Lord is giving it to you, then no one would be able to take it away from you.
若是神不是要给你的，你去争也是得不着。
But if the Lord didn't want to give it to you, even if you fought for it, you would not be able to obtain it.
我想这是我们生活上常常平常都遇到一些很好像很。 普通的事情
And so these are very normal things that we may experience in our lives.
这就是信心的考验。
This is the test of our faith.
我本来不太想讲我个人一些事情，不过我觉得也可以稍微提一下。
I didn't want to share my own experience, but we can speak of it a little.
就是说，若是神不是要给你的，或者说神是要给你，但是时候未到，好像你也得不到。 时候到的时候，自然会给你。
If the Lord wanted to give it to you, and the time isn't right, even if you struggle for it, you wouldn't be able to attain it until the time came, and then it would come naturally to you.
我想大概超过40年前的事情。
And so this is something about 40 years past.
那时候我在洛杉矶在那学习服侍，那时候很年轻。
I was in Los Angeles and I was learning how to serve.
那时候有点感觉，那些那个环境不太适合我在那里，我就有点想要离开，到别的地方去。And
I didn't feel like I belonged in that place, and so I was looking for a different place to go.
那东岸有一个连长弟兄，他跟我比较熟悉点，他说你要不要到东岸来？And
so there was an older brother on the East Coast, and he said, who was familiar with me, he said, do you want to come to the East Coast?
他说这边有一个机会刚开始。
And he said, there is a new fellowship that has just started.
就是我们这个聚会,
which is our fellowship.
他说你过来，那时候我也是想到东岸来看另外一个年轻弟兄，因为他刚离开我们那个地方到纽约西南部来。
And so I thought at that time, sure, there was a brother that had just left from LA to come to New Jersey, and so I wanted to visit him anyway.
所以我就过来了。
And so I came.
过来那个弟兄也没有再多说什么，只带我到那时候在，那时候他带我到那个 Waco， 以前是在 Palmas， 还没有搬到 Waco。
And so, the brother that brought me didn't really say anything to me, but he brought me to our fellowship, which was in Waco. We hadn't moved to Palmas yet.
带我到那边聚一次会。
And so he brought me there, and we gathered together once.
所以也没有多讲什么，那就我就回去了。
And you didn't really speak much, and then I went back.
回去以后也没有多久，我就离开那里到德州去，在那服侍。So,
when I returned to LA, I didn't stay there for long, and then I went to Texas.
那后来呢，就有一个从加拿大的一个连长弟兄就到这里来服侍。
And then, so an elder brother came down to Texas and served there with me.
那等到那个连长弟兄到服侍五年，他就年纪大，他就回到加拿大去。
And that elder brother served there for 4 or 5 years, and then when he became older, he returned back to Canada.
那我在德州服侍一段日子，一个感觉想要再回到洛杉矶去。
And so while serving in Texas, I had this feeling that maybe I should go back to Los Angeles.
就那个连长弟兄就告诉另外一个连长弟兄说有这么一个年轻弟兄。
And so that elder brother said to a different elder brother, and he said, hey, there's this younger brother here that's serving.
他就从年轻说，哎，你要不要再到这边来看看啊？
And he asked again, hey, do you want to come to here and check us out?
我说我一这边一个人都不认识，我不太想。
He said, I don't know anyone there, so I don't feel comfortable.
那他说没关系啊，你就来看看，也不一定要来啊。
He said, that's fine. You could just come in and see. You don't have to stay.
那我说好吧，那就过来看看吧。
He said, fine. I'll just go in and see.
就来这边住了两个礼拜，和这边负责弟兄这边有些交通分享。
And so I came and I stayed about 2 weeks with the responsible brothers, and we had fellowship.
我简单一下，那要离开的时候，弟兄们就说：“你要不要到这边来啊？”因为我们那个连长离开了。
And so as I was preparing to leave, they said to me, "Hey, do you want to stay here?" The elder brother had never left.
认识我那个连长，就说他们现在那个连长离开了，想要找一个比较年纪轻一点的。
As that elder had left, they said we want to find a brother who's a little younger.
我想长话短说，结果和这边弟兄们一交通，邻里很通，那过一次走就是好吧，就过来。
And long story short, I decided, fine, we'll stay. And so,
所以意思就是说，好像神就是要有一天可能要把我带到这个地方，但时间还没有到。
Which is to say, the Lord seemed to have this plan to bring me here.
虽然连长弟兄好意说你要不要过来看看呢，但是好像没有什么效，也没有再提更多提到这个事情，好像就过去了。
And the elder brother had invited me here to say if I wanted to come here.And he didn't say much, and it seemed the opportunity had passed.
但是经过五年以后，很奇妙，神又把这次带到这个地方来。
But after 5 years, surprisingly, the Lord seemed to have brought me back here.
所以这个从亚伯拉罕历史我们可以看见，神要给你，但是可能时候未到。
And so from Abraham's life, we see the Lord wants to give this land to you, but maybe the time wasn't right.
或是说神要给你，别人拿不走。
And if the Lord wanted to give it to you, no one else would be able to take it from you.
因为那个连长离开以后，这边的弟兄们好像也有一些在东岸也有一两位弟兄想要到这边来服侍。
And when that elder brother left from here, it seemed that there were a couple other brothers on the East Coast that wanted to come and serve.
因为他们彼此都有认识。
And because they already knew each other.
他们也离得比较近。
And they were much closer.
所以好像有人也是盼望到这边，结果他们就来不了。
And it seemed other people had hopes of coming here, but
我一个在比较遥远的地方，大家都不认识的一个人，你们也从来没有接触过，结果神就把他带到这边来。
And I was from afar off, and no one knew who I was, but the Lord brought me here.
我想这个过程我从来没有跟弟兄姊妹提过。
And it seems I haven't shared this history with the brothers and sisters.
所以我们看见当亚伯兰在那里对罗德这么说的时候
，So we see when Abraham spoke thus to Lot.
他可以去争，因为这是神所应许他的地。
Because this was the land that the Lord had promised Abraham.
但是他没有。
But he didn't fight for it.
他不需要靠他自己来保守神所应许要给他的。
He didn't have to rely on himself to protect what the Lord had promised.
这是他从第一次试验里面学到一个功课。
So this is the lesson that he learned from his first trial.
所以我们看见，当一个人在学习信心的功课的时候，他里面就有安息，他不惧怕，他不担心。
So we see when someone learns in their faith, they don't have this fear within themselves and they aren't shaking.
他等候神的安排调度一切环境，叫他应许能够这次能够成就在他的身上。
They are waiting for the Lord's work in their life to be accomplished.
所以当罗德亚伯兰对罗德这么说的时候，罗德在那就举目在那看观看。
So when Abraham said that to Lot went and looked at the land.
他看见约旦河全平原直到索尔都是滋润的。
He saw that the land from the valley of the Jordan to Zoar was very well watered.
并且在西奈那块地说，是如同耶和华的言辞，也像埃及。
It says, it was like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zoar.
所以我们看见罗德在用他自己的眼光来看那块地的时候,
So we see when Lot used his own eyes to look at the land.
他凭他自己的肉眼来判断这一块地是好是坏，来做一个选择。
He used his own physical eyes to look at the land to see if it was good or bad and made a choice.
他看见这一块地是滋润的，的确在牛羊、牛群、羊群在这里实在是个非常好的一块地，可以让这些牛羊长得更好，生出更多牛羊来。
He saw that the land was well watered and he thought, I can raise my flocks and herds here and they can produce more flocks and herds.
但是他没有看见那一块地住在那地块的那地的那所多玛、恶摩拉，他们本质是什么？
But he did not see the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and what their character was.
他只看见那是一个平原，是个好的地方，是适合我来住。
He just saw that it was a well-watered valley that was suitable for him to live in.
对我是一个，这是好好的地方，不，太好一个地方了。
And to me, this is a great place to live.
他却没有，他却不到，在那地那些所多玛、恶摩拉是个罪恶之城，那里人有天神要审判他们。
He did not see that the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were evil and that the Lord would one day destroy them. So he picked that plain in the land of Canaan. And his tents gradually moved towards the city of Sodom and eventually he lived in the city of Sodom.
圣经告诉我们说，所多玛人在耶和华面前是罪恶极大。
The Bible tells us the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly.
到了19章，我们就看见神就要审判所多玛、恶摩拉。
And by Genesis 19, we see that the Lord will judge the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
神从天上降下硫磺与火，把整个城所有一切都烧灭掉了。
And the Lord sent down fire from heaven and burned the whole city.
当神要毁灭索多玛、恶摩拉的时候，还曾经差遣了两个使者去告诉罗德说：“你要赶快带着你妻子、女儿离开这个地方。” And
on the night that the Lord destroyed the city, he sent two angels to Lot to say, "You must take your wife and your daughters and leave the city."
圣经告诉我们说，罗德他们延迟不走，舍不得。
And the Bible tells us that Lot was hesitant. He didn't want to leave.
因为他所有的财物都在这里,
because all that he had was in the city.
但神怜悯他,
but the Lord was merciful to him.
他舍不得离开神，拉着他的手，拉着他妻子的手，拉着两个女儿手，赶快逃离那个城。
And the Lord took him by his hand and his wife and his two daughters and they fled the city.
所以我们看见当神毁灭索多玛、恶摩拉一切所有的时候，罗德所有一切都失去了。
And so we see when the Lord destroyed the city, all that Lot had was destroyed as well. He only temporarily received a land that he thought was good. And so his flocks and herds would continue to grow and his material possessions would continue to grow. But in the end, it was all for naught. All that he had was gone. Because he used his own eyes to judge and make a decision. And the Lord in Luke used a Lot as an example. Why did Lot make his choice as he did?
他是跟着亚伯兰出加勒底的乌尔，他没有看见过荣耀神。Because
Lot left Ur of the Chaldeans with Abraham, he did not see the glory of the Lord.
他不过是跟着亚伯兰走就是了。He
only walked with Abraham.
他里面没有一个真正的认识，里面没有一个真正的看见。He
didn't have a real vision of the Lord.
他不是凭着信心来走这条道路。He
did not walk on this path by faith.
他只是跟着人走。
He walked with a man.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人若是我们在那走这条属灵道路的时候，我们只是跟在人家后面走的时候。
So So, brothers and sisters, if we're walking on the spiritual path and we're only following behind someone, if we have not truly seen the Lord, if we have not seen the spiritual vision, one day when we face these trials, when we meet with these normal trials in our everyday life, it would not be easy for us to overcome them. We'll often use our own physical eyes to judge, to make a choice. Is this good? Will this have a benefit to me? In the end, we will see.
若是我们凭着自己眼光来看的话, 这一切暂时的, 有一天都要失去。
But if we choose with our own physical eyes, all these things are temporary and will one day pass away.
虽然亚伯兰他失败过,
even though Abraham failed before,
那的确他里面曾经看见过这个荣耀神, 他里面的确有属灵认识, 属灵看见。
In the end, he had this vision of the glorious Lord. He saw with his spiritual eyes. So his first failure taught him a lesson. And when he was faced with the second trial, he overcame. So after Lot left Abraham, the Lord said to Abraham, "Now lift up your eyes and look." Lot had already looked.
亚伯兰也在那边观看,
Abraham is looking now.
但是罗德是凭他自己在看,
but Lot was looking on his own.
亚伯兰是神吩咐他来看,
Abraham was looking because the Lord commanded him.
神说你观看, 从东西南北观看,
so from the north to the south to the east and the west,
凡你所看见的一切地, 我都要赐给你和你的后裔。
For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever.
那你在这里就说, 是神加观看, 是神为他做拣选。
It's here we see that the Lord has chosen for him.
不是自己在拣选, 乃是神在替他拣选。
Not that he looked for himself, but the Lord had chosen and made him to look.
当神替我们做拣选的时候, 那才是真正美好的。
When the Lord makes the decision, then it is truly beautiful.
那才是神要给我们的。
It is that which the Lord wants to give to us.
所以神对他说, 你向东西南北观看。
Now the Lord said to him, "Look to the north, the south, the east, and the west."
你看亚伯兰这个看是何等宽广。
So we see how broad that Abraham was able to look.
凡你所看见的一切都要赐给你。
Says, "All that you see, I will give to you."
你看这一切是何等丰富。
And how full was all of this?
罗德自己观看的时候，他不过看只看见那小小一点的约旦河平原就是了。
When Lot looked, he only saw that small plain of the Jordan River.
但是神要亚伯兰观看的时候，那是向东西南北，凡是你所看见，一切都要赐给你。
But when the Lord asked Abraham to look, he asked him to look to the north, the east, the south, and the west, and all that he saw, he was giving.
神所赐给他是何等宽广,何等丰富。
We see how broad and how full was what the Lord had prepared for Abraham. It's not just a little bit.
并且说,你所看见这一切,我要赐给你和你的后裔直到永远。
He said, "I will give it to you and your descendants forever."
什么事情常存到永远?
What can endure forever?
只有那些将来的属灵的事物常存到永远。
Only the things to come, the spiritual things,
will endure forever.
So when the Bible in the Old Testament says something will endure forever, it's not those temporary physical things that will endure. But in the New Testament, we see that things that will endure forever are the spiritual things, not what we can see with our eyes.
眼见不过是暂时的,不过是今生的。
What we see with our eyes today are just temporary.
罗德所看见不过是暂时的。
What Lot saw was temporary.
一下子很快就失去掉。
What he saw passed away.
所以神在对亚伯兰说,你这一切你所看见都要赐给你,给你子孙,直到永远的。
So when the Lord said, "I will give what you see to you and your descendants forever,"
所以保罗在更多后书就告诉我们。
So Paul in 2 Corinthians tells us.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，我们乃是顾念了所不见的。
Well, we look not at the things which we are seeing, but at the things which are not seen.
所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
所不见将来怎么才能看见呢？所见的，所不见的将来怎么样才能看得见呢？
How can we meet the things that we cannot see?
只有一个人在信心里面才能看见的所看不见的。
Only by faith can we see that which we cannot see now.
那才是永远，那才是神所应许赐给我们的。
That is what is eternal, what the Lord has promised to us.
既然神拯救我们，也就是为了那将来永远的。
And the reason the Lord saved us is for that eventual eternity.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章告诉我们说，我们得救是在乎盼望。
And so Paul in Romans 8 tells us, for in hope we have been saved.
神拯救我们，我们得救，我们是在乎什么？乃是在乎盼望。
The Lord saved us, and what are we saved for? It's saved for hope.
我们盼望什么呢？
And what is our hope?
彼得也告诉我们说，因着神的大怜悯，借主耶稣基督从死里复活，叫我们得到一个活泼的盼望。
Peter tells us, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这个活泼的盼望是得到，要得什么呢？乃是得到那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为我们存留在天上的基业。
What is this living hope? To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven.
这才是永远的。
That is which is eternal.
感谢神，这个存到永远的基业是什么呢？
Thank the Lord, what is this eternal inheritance?
但一方面的确是将来那荣耀，那神所赐给我们那荣耀的国度。
On one hand, it is that eternal kingdom that he has established.
这个基业更是说到主耶稣基督是我们的丰富，是我们的基业。
Also, it speaks of the Lord Jesus as our inheritance.
所以我们得救是在乎盼望，在乎这个盼望，这是个活泼的盼望，这是个荣耀盼望。
So this is the living hope that we, to which we have been saved.
所以哥罗西书也告诉我们说，基督在我们里面成了荣耀盼望。
So the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus is our glorious hope.
这是神拯救我们的目的，乃是要叫我们得到这个荣耀盼望主耶稣基督。
And this was the reason for which we have been saved, that we would obtain this glorious hope, our Lord Jesus.
当然，现在我们已经得到主耶稣基督，我们有他的生命。
Today we've already received the Lord Jesus and we have his life.
但是这不过是稍微尝到这个救恩的一个美好而已，只是尝到而已。
This is just a taste of what we have obtained.
还没有完全享受。
We cannot enjoy it in its fullness.
我们完全享受乃是直到那一天他再来的时候。
And we can only enjoy it in its fullness on that day when he returns.
他的国度在地上设立的时候，那才是我们真正享受这个救恩的丰富。
When his kingdom is established here on earth, then we can enjoy the fullness of.
那时候我们才真正享受基督里面一切的丰富，成我们的实际。
And then we can enjoy all that the Lord has promised in Lord Jesus to us.
这是神赐给我们的一个荣耀盼望。
This is the glorious hope that the Lord has given to us.
所以我们看见，当亚伯兰不再为自己拣选，不再用自己眼光来看，做判断的时候
，So when the Lord saw that Abraham didn't use his own eyes to choose，
神在指示他要观看
，The Lord told him to look，
他所看见的，他所要得着是个直到永远的
，To see that which he would obtain in eternity，
那才是神真正要赐给亚伯兰赐给我们的。
And that is what the Lord really wanted to give to Abraham and to us.
诗篇十六篇是我们非常熟悉的一篇。
Psalm chapter 16 is a psalm that's very familiar to us.
那个 title 说，那个开始说，这是大卫的金诗。
It says this is a mixum of David, of a very precious psalm.
金就是讲到最有价值、最宝贵的诗。
In the Chinese tradition, it is gold, which is something very
precious. 大卫在那里向耶和华说：“你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
In the Psalm, David says, "You are my Lord. I have no good besides you."
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
我的好处不在你以外。
I have no good besides you.
他是我们主。
He is our Lord.
一切的丰富，一切的好处都在基督耶稣里面。
All of our blessings, all of our goodness is from
the Lord Jesus. 离了基督以后没有什么好处。
And apart from him, we have nothing that is good.
今天人在求好处，他们争取好处都在基督之外，都不是神真要赐给我们的。
And people today seem to be looking for something that is good outside of Jesus, not.
只有在基督里面，我们才能真正得到好处。
And only in the Lord Jesus can we receive that which is good.
大卫说，除你以外，我没有所爱慕的。
He said, apart from you, I have nothing else.
在天上我还有谁呢？在地上我没有什么爱慕的。
Who have I in heaven on earth apart from you?
所以当大卫在写诗篇十六篇的时候，他不仅讲说你是我主，我好处不在你以外。
So when David wrote Psalm 16, he said, "You are my Lord, and I have no good besides you."
他底下讲得更清楚，说耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
Continues to say, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup."
我所得的，你为我持所。
You support my lot.
你用神量给我的地界是坐落在佳美之处。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
我的产业实在美好。
Indeed, my heritage is beautiful.
大卫是在一个认识神的人。
David is truly someone who knows the Lord.
就是外面来说，他坐在大宝座上，一切所有丰富都是属他的。
And on one hand, he sat on the throne, and all the fullness belonged to him.
他有权柄，有能力，丰富。
He had dominion and power and fullness.
但他灵里面，在心里面看见，原来耶和华才是他真正的产业。
But in his spirit, he saw that the Lord was his inheritance.
神所量给他的是坐落在佳美之处，所神所量给他才是真正他的产业。
What the Lord had measured for him, the lines fallen in pleasant places, that is what was pleasing to him.
神所量给他才是真正美好的。
What the Lord had allotted to him, measured to him.
这是一个有信心的人，在信心里面看见外面那些物质的，不是暂时的，不是神真正要给人的。
This is someone who lives by faith. And it was not concerned with the outside material things.
弟兄姊妹，只有信心里面才能看见这个将来永远的福分。
And only by faith can we see our inheritance.
感谢神，当神对亚伯兰这样吩咐的时候，神在给他应许说，你的子孙要后裔要像地上的沙那样多。
And the Lord continued to promise Abraham, your descendants will be like the number of the dust on the earth.
能够数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。
So that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered.
然后神问他说：“起来，走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。”
And the Lord continued to say, "Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you."
那亚伯兰就牵着他帐篷来到希伯伦橡树那里居住。
And then Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre.
在那又为耶和华筑了一座祭坛。
Which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
所以我们看见亚伯兰经过这个试验以后，这一次他得胜了。
So we see when Abraham met the second trial, he overcame.
他拣选神所为他预备的，他拣选神所拣选要给他的。
He chose what the Lord had prepared for him. He chose what the Lord had promised to him.
然后他在希伯伦筑了一座祭坛。
And there in Hebron he built an altar.
这是亚伯兰在迦南地所筑的第三座祭坛。
And this is the third altar that he built in the land of Canaan.
希伯伦意思说交通。
Hebron means fellowship.
所以经过这次试验得胜以后，他进入神更深的交通里面。
So after he overcame this trial, he entered into a deeper fellowship with the Lord.
感谢神，虽然罗德离开他了。
Thank the Lord, even though Lot had left him,
但是他在这里进到更深与神的交通里面。
But he entered into a deeper fellowship with the Lord.
这个曼利的意思就是同伴。
Mamre means companion.
所以好像罗德离开，好像亚伯兰好像孤单了起来。
And even though Lot had left him and Abraham seemed to be alone,
但是在这里神成为他同伴。
But here in Mamre, the Lord was his companion.
神与他同行。
And the Lord walked with him.
感谢神，这是经过试验以后所带出来一个结果，一个属灵的光景。
We thank the Lord that this was the outcome of his trial of his faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在生活里面都面临到各样生活的实际问题的试验。
And so, brothers, we may face many trials in our normal life. How do we make a decision? Are we like the rest of the world who chose to be independent of the Lord, to make our decision apart from the Lord? Or are we living by faith to choose what the Lord has promised to us, the better portion? And so what we may face today are material, physical problems. And they are very, very, very real. But they're temporary. And one day all of them will pass. If in our hearts we have this faith to see, we will be able to see that which cannot be seen today, that which is eternal. And that faith will make it real to us. And so when we have the opportunity to make a choice, to make a decision,
弟兄姊妹, 我们是怎样的做选择?
How do we make this choice?
如果是我们凭自己眼光去做选择的话,
do we choose with our own eyes?
有一天即使好像我们暂时得到了,
and we may temporarily seem to have obtained,
有一天都要过去,
but that one day all these things will pass.
如果是我们在信心里面看见神所要赐给我们的才是永远的,
but if we see with faith, we'll see what the Lord has given to us, that which is eternal. And that which will endure forever. That is what the Lord wants us to obtain.
Brothers
and sisters, we face these trials every day. So we need the Lord to give us these eyes of faith to see all of the situations in our lives. To give us wisdom to make a choice. To choose.
并且那个选择,那个判断是神给我们预备的,
and to choose that which the Lord has prepared for us. And that which He wants us to obtain. That we will be a blessed people.
感谢神，神借着亚伯拉罕这一段的历史来指明我们今天在地上该走的道路，该过的生活。
Thank the Lord that through the example of Abraham that He has this lesson for us to how we ought to live.
就是信心的生活。
To live a life of faith.
开始我们得救的时候是因信称义。
When we are first saved, we are justified by faith.
以后我们生活是因信而活。
And following on, we would live by our faith. And our entire life should be spent in faith. But this faith needs to be tested. Is our faith real, or is it will it be shaken by our situation? Or are we like Abraham? Has the glorious Lord truly appeared before us. We may be like Abraham, that our faith may not be strong enough and we would stumble and fall. But someone who has a spiritual vision of the Lord, He will restore us to the right path.
这条道路让他们与神更亲近，与神同行。
And He will draw us nearer to Him, and we will continue to walk with Him.
So we see, when Abraham went through this trial, he, like in that case, after his victory, he went into a deeper fellowship with the Lord.
So we see Abraham as he overcame this trial, he entered into a deeper fellowship with the Lord. The Lord became his companion, and he walked together with him.
他不孤单,
he was not alone.
神也是在借着这样的考验呢, 把罗德挪开,
and the Lord uses trial to take Lot away. So we know when the Lord called Abraham, it was to him alone.
圣经也告诉我们说,
and we see that when the when Abraham was alone, did the Lord call to him?
但是以前我稍微提过，但是他离开加勒底乌尔，说是跟着他父亲塔拉走的。
I shared this before, but when he left Ur of the Chaldeans, he left with his father, Terah.
他就停留在哈兰，就不再走了。
And he stopped at Haran and did not leave.
等到他父亲过世以后，神第二次再呼召他，他才离开哈兰，继续往迦南地而去。
And it was only after his father died in Haran that the Lord called him again, and he left to continue.
但是这一次他出去的时候，仍然带着他的侄儿罗德。
And this time when he left, he brought his nephew Lot with him.
因为神呼召他的时候，很清楚的说，你要离开你的本地、本族、父家。
Because when the Lord called him, it's very clear, and he said, you must leave.
12:1.
Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house.
他的确是离开本地的。
He left his country.
但是他的确是离开本族了。也没有离开本族，也没有离开完全，似乎是离开父家，父亲过世了。
And he did not leave his relatives, and he didn't leave his father's house until his father died.
但是罗德仍然是他本族的人。
But Lot was his relative.
现在神借着这个环境的试验，就把罗德挪开了。
And so the Lord used this trial and removed Lot.
像神起初呼召对他所说话，才能真是完全能够成就在亚伯兰身上。
So the conditions of his calling.Could be made complete in Abraham.
因为若不把这些慢慢挪开的话，影响亚伯兰走这条信心的道路。
Because if he did not remove these things, it would influence Abraham's walk of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们走这条信心的道路，神也是常借许多环境，把我们身上该不该有那些牵连那些东西，慢慢就减少了。
And so, brothers, the Lord will use these trials to slowly peel away the things that we ought to not have.
慢慢能够让我们专一的跟从他。
That we would be able to solely follow the Lord.
不是靠这些，好像周围这些人来帮助我。
We might so it's not to seem as if we have these people around us that are helping us.
好像让我不觉得孤单。
To feel that we are not alone.
神就要借许多环境、许多试验，慢慢让这些东西慢慢减少。
And he will use the situations around us and the trials to slowly reduce these things.
所以这条信心的道路，单单仰望他，单单注目在主耶稣基督身上。
So that our journey would eventually be solely on the Lord, on Him alone.
唯独他永远不改变。
And only He will never change.
万事万物都在改变。
All things will change around.
只有耶稣永远不改变。从古到今，他永远不改变。
Only the Lord Jesus will remain forever. From eternity past to till now, He is unchanging.
他才是我们信心的根据。
And He is the goal of our faith.
他带领我们牧养一生，直到入终。
And He will shepherd us on His path.
我们感谢神借着亚伯兰一点的经历，让我们学习在信心的功课上，在信心的道路上该如何走。
And we thank the Lord for the lesson of Abraham, how to walk in our life of faith.
这样里面真是一个有看见的人，有信心的人。
That we would be people who can see, who have faith.
所以我们在求他怜悯我们。
We ask that He would continue to be merciful to us.
把一个简单的信心，依靠他的信心来，更多相信他。
And with the simple faith, we continue to rely upon Him.
因为他是我们主。
Because He is our Lord.
我们好处不在他以外。
And we have no good apart from Him.
一切的好处都在基督里面，都赐给了我们。
And all the good has been placed in the Lord Jesus and given to us.
我们现在只要凭信心接受，凭信心去经历。
And by faith we can receive, and by faith we can experience.
所以我们看见亚伯兰不仅在那向东西南北观看，神也问他说：“起来，走遍全地。”
Not only did the Lord tell Abraham to look to the north, east, southwest, He said to him, "Arise and walk the length and breadth of the land."
走就是一个讲到一个经历。
And the walk is to experience.
异象看见这件事情。
By vision is to see these things.
没有异象就没办法走路。
Without the vision, we would not be able to walk.
有意象还需要走路。
If we have the vision, we still need to walk.
来经历那一块地的丰富。
To experience the fullness of that land.
来经历享受基督里面一切的丰富。
To experience the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
这才是永远的。
And that is which is eternal.
这才是神应许要赐给我们的。
And that is what the Lord wanted to promise to us.
我们所得着是永远的。
And what we have received is eternal.
这是神赐给我们极大的福气。
This is the great blessing that the Lord has given to us. May the Lord be gracious to us. May we learn to live this life of faith.
并且能够走到路中,
may we be able to walk in His path.
能够得到他的喜悦,
and to obtain His joy. Let's conclude my sharing. Would our brother conclude us in a word of prayer?